Our scripture reading for this morning is the words of Psalm 128. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy, and it shall be well with you. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house, your children like olive plants all around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you out of Zion, and may you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Yes, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would sanctify us through them. Amen. Many years ago, there was a man on this campus who came here primarily for athletics. He didn't come here because Bethany was a Christian college, and I got to be friends with him years later. While he was here, he met a very nice Christian young woman and fell in love with her. Although she wasn't really here at school at the time, she had been here earlier and still had relatives around, and that's how he met her. She was about 3-4 years older, if I remember. And in talking to him about how they fell in love and started dating and so on, and he was explaining to me some of the things that he loved about her and drew him to her. But he said one of the most important things that he noticed in her was her family. He loved her family. He loved the fact that her family got along so well and that they just knew how to relate to each other very well. Not that they were perfect, of course, but he couldn't get over the peace that seemed to reign in their house and how well the parents got along with the children and the mom and dad together and so on. And he said that was one of the great beauties and wonderful things that he found in this young woman whom he ended up marrying. And he also used then her family life as a model for his own. And knowing him, I would say that he has done well of modeling that himself. There are wonderful blessings that come to the Christian home, to the believing home. And we see that right here spelled out so beautifully in this psalm. The psalmist says, blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. Who walks in his ways. That means that they take the word of God, apply it to their life. It's not just some theoretical, mystical thing that's floating off in space. It's not just some academic study. But it's something that is devotional in their life and applies to how they live their day-to-day life. It says, who walks in the ways of the Lord. Now that's an implication that left to ourselves, sinful humanity left to ourselves and how we would direct things and guide things in our lives would be to walk in our own ways, which the scriptures continually refer to as wicked and sinful, like sheep that are wandering into danger without any direction. But God is contrasting that and setting that up in the psalm, speaking of those who in their own personal life and in their family life walk in his ways. They let the word of God come and speak to them about their sinfulness, about their need to repent before God, about the great need we have for a Savior, about what Christ has come to do for us, paying for every one of our sins, about the fact that by trusting in him alone, we can be absolutely positive of going to heaven. And then all of the other things that God's word through his commandments and so on have to say about how we live a faithful life to him, in service to him, out of thanksgiving for this wonderful gift of grace that he's given us. To use this wonderful teaching of God, this divine teaching from heaven, in our homes and around our tables and with our families, means to bring God's divine heavenly perspective to life and let that reign supreme in our relationships in our homes. Now, it's interesting to note that God begins this and has the bulk of this addressed and targeted primarily at the man of the house. And that might seem a little bit unfair. But the reality of it is this. When the husband in the home, when the father in the home is God-pleasing, cares about the Lord, cares about his word, has taken that word by God's grace through the Holy Spirit into his heart by faith, and is led by that and guided by that, treats his kids according to that, treats his wife respectfully as Christ does his bride, the church, and so on, when that is the ruling premise and way of operating for the believing man in the home, there are great blessings in that household. This importance on the role of the father and the husband is something that the scriptures do constantly, but it runs contrary to how our culture thinks today. There's an author by the name of David Blankenhorn who has done a lot of study on sociological aspects of fathers and so on. He's written a book that's called Fatherless America, very interesting things that he has found. This is something that he writes, a little statement. The most important absence our society must confront is not the absence of fathers, but the absence of our belief in fathers. That's interesting. He says that fathers have not only been devalued for us today, they have been decultured. It's almost been removed as something that needs to be addressed and discussed and thought about. Now, from God's perspective, this is such a significant role in people's lives. You can understand why the devil works hard to get us to think little or less or not at all about it. We have some beautiful, what my professors used to call Hebrewisms here. The Hebrews would like to use kind of word pictures to describe things, and they would often use imagery of plants that are very full of fruit and so on to depict prosperity and goodness. Regarding the believing wife in the home, it says, she will be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house. And isn't that true? What blessings a truly faithful, believing wife is in the home. If you go into a Christian home where there's a mom who just gets it, who understands God's perspective of things, and the love that God has for us in Christ and how that is to shine through to children and in the marriage and so on, that is such a peaceful and wonderful home. It's no wonder God specifically has the writer say here, in the very heart of your house. Right there in the center, kind of the one around whom everything flows and operates. And I have been privileged in the years I've been in the ministry to see some absolutely wonderful examples of Christian mothers and the great blessings that they bring to their families and to their children, the peace that reigns in those homes through them from God's word is just something to marvel at. And we're told in this type of a home, your children will be like olive plants around your table. You get the concept of the family eating together and dining together, which is quite often, if you think of your own home life, where stories are told and where truth and wisdom is often passed on to one another. I remember years ago, a man in our church told the story that his eighth grade son was in the middle of confirmation instruction, and one night after family devotions, the son sat there for a few moments at the table while everybody got up to clear things away. And the son suddenly said, you know, Dad, if Jesus hadn't come and died on the cross for us, this life really wouldn't be worth living. And that father said, just like you just wanted to say, hold on to that. That's what it's all about, to understand the atonement and the significance of Christ. Our text says, the Lord will bless you out of Zion. That's wording that's often used to depict his church, his means of grace, the way God brings us this wonderful grace in Christ through his word and sacrament. And Jesus says in his Sermon on the Mount, which, by the way, not only speaks so much about our heavenly life, but also talks a lot about earthly life and family life as well. Jesus says there, he concludes that by talking about a wise man who built his house on the rock. And that's exactly what this text is discussing as well. When the word of God reigns supreme, it will give a firm foundation in life to everyone who hears it. And it will also bring with it a wonderful peace to this life. And isn't that ironic? The very purpose and primary focus and target of the word of God is to get us out of this life and out of our graves into heaven someday through faith in Christ alone, who has paid fully for your hope of heaven, has completely made atonement for that. By faith in him, it's all taken care of. That's the primary focus of the Word of God. And yet, when that heavenly focus reigns supreme in the home, it also has a wonderful side benefit here on earth in our earthly relationships. Blessed are those who hear the Word of God and keep it. Amen.